conclusion and where I got myself out on a limb was this. I said in both these passages, in Maranatha and here, when Sister White's talking about this temporal millennium, if you go back and read it closely, she's identifying the temporal millennium in both those passages from the perspective of the wicked. Both passages. It's not how we as Adventists understand the millennium, 1,000 years when Satan's going to be changed with darkness and we're going to be in heaven judging. She's not talking about the 7,000th year of Earth's history. She's talking about the Catholic understanding of the temporal millennium. And the conclusion that I jumped to prematurely was that in the world today, Papists are talking about the year 2000 as the beginning of the millennium. Protestants are as well, and people in the world are as well. That's why they call the Y2K bug the millennium bug. The whole world is identifying the year 2000 as the beginning of the millennium. Well, the sister that had a problem with the conclusion that I made, which was, if that's what the wicked believe the temporal millennium is, then this threefold union must take place before then, or it must take place before the year 2000. One of the reasons she had a problem is that historically, through time, the calendar has been changed, so we can't truly identify that the year 2000 really is the year 6000. There's no way to be perfect on that, and I agree to that. But my response to that is this wasn't Sister White identifying the true end of the 6000 years. This was Sister White identifying the temporal millennium as the wicked understood it. But I was forced to go back in and look at how Catholicism understands the temporal millennium. And that's what our study is all about today. So I want to back off of the idea that the January 1st, before that time, the threefold union will take place and the people of the world will see in that union a movement to bring in the millennium and therefore the Sunday laws before that. But when we go at this subject from a different angle, we will find that the church that Satan is preparing as the organization which he will rule the world with is being prepared to receive him, believing that he is Christ, and turning their church over to him. And the way that they are being prepared to do this is through the mode of spiritualism. And the spiritualism that is preparing Catholicism is being manifested in the apparitions of Mary and the messages that are coming to their so-called mystics, which is part of the Marian movement. And they are being conditioned to believe certain things. And when we come to the conclusion and look at what they're being conditioned to believe, they are